Nearly 6 million Australians are being left behind by the country's rapid shift to digital technology, according to new research. Experts warn the digital inequality is deepening, with barriers like cost, access, and digital skills cutting people off from essential services and social connection. I spoke with sociologist Dr. Ash Watson from the University of New South Wales, who says urgent action is needed to prevent further exclusion.
So much of our society now revolves around digital technologies. Tech is really baked into the fabric of our social life today. So not being able to easily afford or physically access digital technologies or feel really confident in using them in part of your everyday life means that people are feeling increasingly disconnected from others and unable to take advantage of a whole heap of normal things in their day-to-day life, from employment and banking to government services. Even social media is really significant in how people form and maintain relationships today. So not being able to benefit from those and confidently access them is really making people feel left out and left behind.
What are some ways people can feel more confident using technology?
So the research we've done has really been looking at all of the great things that are happening in people's local communities to help support people's digital inclusion. Public libraries are a really fantastic example of this. Libraries across the country are doing amazing, locally relevant programs that people can go along to for free to learn all sorts of things, from how to use a smartphone to how to better protect your personal information online, even new skills like generative AI. Public libraries are doing some really amazing free programs around these things. And librarians also offer personal support for a lot of people. If you have a technology issue or there's some information you'd like to help find, librarians are a great, great resource for people to be able to draw on.
I mean, technology is always evolving and it's always hard to keep up with it. How can we make sure people are not left behind? I know you mentioned the libraries are great resources, but is there any other resources?
There are three kind of key interlocking problems that we need to address. So the three main barriers to people feeling and being digitally included are cost, access, and ability. So we really need to make progress on all of these fronts. So cost is about the affordability of digital technologies and the internet. This is a really complicated problem because even though, say, an internet data package has become a bit more affordable over time for people to have good data provisions in their homes, many of us have personally experienced what's called digital obsolescence, or where new technologies are continually brought out and you need to buy the new one in order to stay up to date because they're no longer built to be easily repaired. So cost is a really tricky one, and we need to be able to have more access for people to not just be left behind when they can't afford to buy a new device that they need. Mm-hmm. Access spans a lot of different things, from physical access, so addressing things like internet black spots, which predominantly affects people in rural, remote areas, but also is a big problem for people living in urban and city areas as well. But access is also about physical accessibility. So a lot of digital technologies are designed for people who are able-bodied and young and kind of really confident in a digital environment, rather than for people who might have a whole host of physical accessibility challenges with digital technologies, like their eyesight or physical touch. So access is a really complicated one as well, and there's a whole heap of things that we can do about how devices are designed, but also how the internet is provided across the country.
You talk about shifting from a technology first to a people first mindset. What do you mean by that, and how can we make that move?
One of the big things that we can do is to make sure that the communities that technologies are designed for actually have a voice in research and design processes. So things like co-designed apps and co-designed websites with the communities that these technologies are designed to help support is really important. For a long time, technology research development and technology design was really led by technologists, you know, people who do this for a profession and are very, very excellent at it. But I think a lot of assumptions often get baked into those processes when they're done in a removed way. You know, they're kind of kept behind institutions and design spaces rather than being based on kind of meaningful long-term engagement with communities. So we are starting to see some positive shifts in this direction where technology companies are recognizing the importance of actually talking to the people that they're trying to design technologies for. But we certainly need much more of that at a much greater scale.
Yeah. Amazing. That was Dr. Ash Watson from the University of New South Wales speaking to The Wire.